This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
I was riding with Fester this morning. Fester picked me up at the house again because Michelle needs the car early today. And, of course, I've told the story. We're a one-car family right now. You know, I think we're getting close to getting the second car. Just with COVID, we just haven't need two cars. And now we're getting close. I'm getting ready to call Gary Gordon over at Fields BMW and grab a new BMW. But Fester picked me up this morning. We're driving over to Howard Franklin, and I'm trying to figure out what that smell is. And I was like, that smell, Fester?
Kind of smell?
Well, the windows were open. You know, a little COVID protocol, just kind of keeping the windows open. And
I don't think you could visit. I think they're broken open, right?
I don't think. Well, no, that's the door. I don't think it was Fester. Were we smelling like the red tide? We were just noticing something was very fragrant.
Ooh, low tide smell.
I determined, no.
Red tide.
I determined that the smell, I don't think was Fester, which is sort of out of the ordinary. It was, the bay was smelling ripe. And of course, there's a red tide problem that's brewing in Tampa Bay, but I thought it was mostly lower Tampa Bay. And hadn't reached quite up toward the end, the back.
Upper,
thank you.
Yes.
Upper Tampa
the
Bay.
Back Tampa Bay. Yes. So,
that's right where my house is. I don't want that red tide.
Yeah, so what do you think the deal is? But certainly, I don't typically drive with my windows open over the Howard Franklin Bridge, you know, heading on 275 South to St. Pete to come to the studio. But this morning, both windows were open. It was like, yeah, there was a noticeable, what is that, coming off the bay. There was a ripish smell, and I wonder if it was like red tide creeping up or the red tide odor coming all the way up. So I've seen the graphics of where the red tide blooms actually are, and I didn't think it was that far up. The last I saw, it was below the South Tampa Peninsula quite considerably, you know, down in lower Tampa Bay, closer toward the Sunshine Skyway.
I mean, it has to be the red tide, right? I mean, what else could it be?
Maybe it's your new cologne, Red Tide.
Red Tide.
By Mamba. Red by Tide. By Jacquard.
Red Tide.
Oh, I'd buy that.
Red Tide. The new cologne from Christian Dior. Red
all fish will die, but you'll smell amazing.
Hey, let me put you in the reverb, too, because I need a female red tide going on. You ready? All right, give me one.
Red tide.
That's as awkward as
As awkward as we pictured it would be.
No, all of this a commercial for red tide cologne. Is it dead fish, or is it me?
Or is it red tide?
Red tide.
Or is it your laundry detergent?
No, you can only say red tide when you're in this.
Oh, okay, specific words. Red tide.
There you go. All right, so, you know, listen, red tide's a serious thing because it could eat into tourism, you know, fish kills. So it's, you know, I don't want to make fun of it. It's not funny. Kind of sucks, to be quite honest. Hopefully, the bloom goes away fairly quickly. All right, we are just getting rolling. It's a jamulated, Thursday? Hey, good news? Bad news? What do you think? Lightning.
Oh.
The Lightning will face the Islanders.
With a game yet to be determined as to when it will be, that game one.
So we don't know yet.
No.
To be determined when the next round of the semifinals, I guess, at this point.
No start time announced.
Yeah.
That's a TBT. If you're a real sports fan, that's a TBT. It's TBD.
Yeah. To be told.
Yeah, you really know what the hell you're talking about.
It's a TBD.
It's TBD, to be determined. All right, hang on, just getting rolling. Yeah, Froggy's intelligence.
Whoops.
TBT, to be determined. All right, back in a minute. MJ Morning Show. Early morons of the news on the way.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I mean, the Katrina and the Waves song has been used like in, I think, 50% of movie trailers, you know, movie promos. Yeah.
This summer, you know, a talking baby.
This summer, imagine a baby that talks.
You know, oh my God, the baby's talking, babe.
I gotta watch that movie again now.
Imagine a world where, you know, it's,
it's used in the fun and games part of every comedy.
The shenanigans part.
It's not used like for this summer. The story of Nazi Germany and the survival of many. Schindler's List. You know, they're not using it. You know, for that. All right,
it has its limitations.
Yeah, it's not like, you know,
this summer, the English Patient.
Yeah, I mean, it's used for goofy movies, you know, for the most part. It's not used for like really
or uplifting, you know, like summer rom-coms and whatnot.
Right. what are you laughing at?
It does pick me up every time I hear it.
Your endorphins just skyrocket for a second.
Hang on.
And you want to do jazz hands.
This summer, both parents were killed in a car crash. Oh, and the 14-year-old son had to raise the entire family.
And the baby talks!
And the baby talks!
Hey, brother, we're our parents.
And then usually they come back to, like, the hook. Walking on sunshine! Woo! I'm walking on sunshine! Woo! Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I don't know if this reminds me of any specific movie or just it just reminds me of every movie almost.
It reminds me of, you're not going to remember the old clip of the girl huffing computer dust and then going, and then they put it to this music back in the day. That was an amazing clip from Intervention, the show. You remember that? No? Remember she was... She would get the computer dust and shoot it into her mouth.
You mean the computer? You mean the spray air?
Yes.
The dust off or it's can of air, like big can of air.
Yeah, and she
pressured.
That episode where she was huffing it.
Well, they're huffing the propellant.
And she screamed out, I'm walking on sunshine, right in the middle of her high.
She was? This summer, watch a woman huff cans of air from Computer City. from Best Buy.
Com USA.
From Comp USA. They're not around anymore.
No.
Comp USA is gone. Yeah. All right. Man, I'm supposed to do more on the news here.
I found it.
Speaking of huffing, man, we haven't seen, is Gold Paint Man still alive? That guy.
Classic.
Total. You know who we're talking about?
I don't. Gold Paint Man.
Oh, there was a guy for years, and it would be up, busted again, another mugshot. If you do a Google search for, Fester, what did you just type in?
Huffing gold paint.
Yeah.
And then images. You got to go to images.
Yeah. There's a guy that showed up for years, like back in the 2000s. Like, I don't know, 2002, 2005, 2008. And this guy was arrested countless times. He'd go into stores and I think he would just huff gold paint like right in the Home Depot spray paint can aisle. And there are pictures of him, like mugshots with gold paint all over his face where they arrest him. They bring him downtown, get his mugshot and his gold paint all over his face. I wonder whatever happened to him. Oh, look at this. Gold face paint huffer sues companies for using his awful mugshot.
This is like 12 years ago.
Hold on to that thought. Let me grab our break here so we don't run too late. We're going to incorporate this into Morons in the News, which is next. I don't know what's going on with pizza. We've got a couple of pizza morons in the news. Hold on. We're back in minutes. The morons roll next, and we'll update you on Gold Paint Man, which is hysterical. Well, it's kind of sad. Next. Hang on a minute. I got an idea. This summer, a guy huffs gold paint, ruins his life, he ends up in jail. What do you think about that movie, Freddie?
I like it. I'll watch it.
All right. Uplifting.
All right, hold on. Back in a second, folks. The morons roll next. MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
We just were talking about famous gold paint mugshot man from years ago, and I thought it was like mid-2000s, like 2005, like 2011, and this dude, and I can't, do you know where he's from, Fester?
I know more information about this guy than I ever wanted to. His name is, what's his name, Patrick something. He's Patrick Tribbett, and he's from Wheeling, West Virginia. Right,
Patrick Tribbett from Wheeling, West Virginia. And this guy was known as Gold Paint Face Mugshot Man. And this guy had such a problem that he would get high on the fumes of gold spray paint at stores. And he'd like go in, rip off a can of paint or that's my recollection, but the cops would find him and he'd be passed out somewhere after he was huffing gold spray paint and his face was just covered with gold paint. It was like, my God. And he had several mugshots taken over the years, if I'm not mistaken, or is there just one mugshot?
There's a couple of them.
Yeah, there are. There are a couple of mugshots. And so now you're telling me, and I haven't thought about gold, because Froggy just brought up huffing cans of air in the last segment. Because, how'd that come up?
Well, you're talking about Walking on Sunshine, and then I go, this reminds me of the episode of Intervention where the girl was addicted to huffing computer dust air.
Yeah, that's cleaner. That's right. And then she was on video saying, I'm walking on sunshine! Yeah. That lady.
And that reminded you of Gold Dust? Oh, circle mouth guy.
Gold paint, spray paint man.
I remember it being a perfect circle around his mouth. Am I wrong?
No, it was all over his face. It was like all over his chin, all over his nose, all over everywhere.
It wasn't his whole face. It was below his cheekbones.
Yeah.
When I see him, I think of Khaleesi's brother in Game of Thrones. Remember his demise? He had gold paint. He got a golden crown and suffocated in gold all over his face.
Did it melt on him or so? What was the story on that?
It was definitely hot.
Yeah, Michelle and I watched...
I missed that one.
Michelle and I watched all the Game of Thrones. We were kind of late to the game. But we watched.
I just got that.
All right, Fester, quickly. I got to move on to the real morons here. What is the update all these years later on gold paint huffer face man?
First of all, he sued anybody and everybody that tried to make a dollar off of his mugshot.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
really?
He was arrested in 2005. This is all back in 2010, 2009. And then he gets arrested again in 2010. And then by the end of 2010,
right,
he goes to rehab and sobers up.
Really?
Yeah, right. Really?
So is gold paint mugshot man, is he like all sobered up? Track him down. Let's get him on the air. Let's get him on the show.
Does he do motivational speaking?
Hey, you guys might know me from huffing gold paint. Just want you to know, stay in school, kids. All right.
He comes out with a gold face like he's in character. Hey! And then he's like, and he wipes it off. No more for me, kids. Huffing's bad.
Patrick Tribbett.
Yeah.
Tribbett.
I wouldn't mind hanging out with this guy for a night.
What are you talking
about?
It'd be
a good time hanging out at the bar.
Oh, the story?
Wasn't he found, like, passed out in parking lots with gold paint all over his face, and he's got a brown paper bag where he's huffing the fumes, right?
I remember one time I was found in a pig trough. I've been huffing paint all night.
I found Patrick Tribbett on Facebook, but I don't think this is him. This is a professor at Northwestern.
No, it's not him.
Professor Tribbett? Have a question?
He's really turned his life around.
Good for him.
He's now a tenured professor at Northwestern. Really? In Chicago?
It's not him.
It's a different guy.
I know.
Hello, class. You might remember me as
spray paint, meth face guy, huffing paint.
Today I'll be presenting my thesis. Gold paint, delicious and nutritious.
How to get paint off your face.
With the early morons of the news, I don't know what it is, but we are food themed today. I've got two pizza related morons in the news stories, and then I got a chicken wing story. So we're like early morning morons. We are totally food themed, food related.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
We're food related, folks. We are totally food themed. First two are pizza store. Fester, you sent me one of these. Do you make a habit of checking out the Tampa Patch?
Yeah, well, the Tampa Patch is one of my top sites. I love it.
You know, I've liked the patches around the country, and I've liked stories from some of the patches.
What the hell is a patch?
How do you describe the patch? It's like a community
neighborhood
newspaper online kind of thing. Yeah, I've seen stories from multiple of these so-called patches around the country. This happens to come from the
is it a new Tampa patch?
This is the Tampa patch.
Cabbage.
South Tampa is, I guess, what it says here, but the dateline is Tampa. Tampa cops say they've arrested one of two people. This is as of yesterday. I don't know if there's been an update in this, but pizza story number one, pizza. Tampa police say they've arrested one of two people accused of, I love this, waylaying a pizza delivery driver and stealing a pizza and an order of wings.
I think what really appealed to me on this particular
was the word waylaying.
I don't think I've ever seen that written in a online anywhere.
Do you guys know what waylaying means?
I do not.
Waylaying means to really kick somebody's ass, right?
No, it does not.
What? Okay.
You shoot a whale.
That is wrong.
I'm like, he just waylaid that guy.
Hang on, let me, Roxanne, hold on to your thought. Let me give you the sentence again. I know this because I think it was an SAT word for me back in like 10th grade or 11th grade. Let me read the sentence again. Tampa police say they've arrested one of two people accused of waylaying a pizza delivery driver and stealing a pizza. Fester thought that, oh man, waylaying, that's got to mean that he had
a
can of whoop-ass opened up on him. No. To waylay is to delay somebody by talking to them.
Oh, that's way too fancy a word.
Yeah, it is. I think that's... Hold on. Let me look this up on the dictionary. Hold on a
Isn't
minute.
Isn't that what we attempt to do to the listeners every day?
Waylay definition. Here we go. To waylay... stop or interrupt somebody and detain them in conversation or trouble them in some other way.
Oh, so people do that on the phone with people all the time. You can't hang up with them. You're like...
I'm getting waylaid.
Yes.
Man. All right. What do you have, Fester?
Waylay, according to Merriam-Webster, says to lie in wait for an attack.
What? It's very different.
So to waylay...
Wait a second.
Waylay, I
just looked it up on Google, and the definition on Google from the Oxford Dictionary is stop or interrupt somebody and detain them in conversation.
Okay, so I saw that one.
That's the second definition, to temporarily stop the movement or progress of someone. That would be your definition. But they also give in a verb form to waylay is to lie in wait for or to attack someone ambush.
So this is actually a terrible word choice for this story because we don't know which one it is.
It changes
the whole tone.
Could be both.
You're right. Were they detained in talk or were they beaten up
and ambushed?
Well, I stand corrected. I'm not wrong, but guess what? You're not wrong either.
We're both right.
You may be right. I may be crazy. All right. So here's the rest of the story of this thing. So the waylaying.
You just don't hear that word.
2:30 in the morning. The driver was delivering pizza and wings to 11331 Autumn Court. He left his car running, went to the apartment only to be told that the person living there did not order pizza. This is an old racket. This is an old scam. And I got to believe that food delivery drivers are aware of this, in that you got to be careful because sometimes you get called to an address. They didn't order the pizza, but people are lying in wait. So I guess that would be, yeah, I guess waylaying would be the ambush.
Yeah, I guess so.
But this is a known deal. This happens. You know, people are, delivery drivers are, sent to an apartment complex and the address that they're going to, they didn't order and then they get jumped. They have their wallet stolen. They get the food stolen. Whatever cash on them is stolen. Yeah, this is really a thing. So as the delivery driver is going back to the car after they were told by the person at the door, no, I didn't order pizza. Two men grabbed the food. Once the driver was back in the car, he realized that his cell phone and wallet had also been stolen from his car as well. But here's the deal. This is why it's a morons in the news. Tampa police were able to link the phone number used to order the pizza to one of the waylayers, to one of the thieves. I can't even say this guy's name. Nehiemiah. Nehemiah?
Just go with Nehemiah.
Nehemiah is Isaiah Miller. Like all these biblical names that he's robbing pizza guys? The guys of Snowfall Court, when officers went to his home, they found the pizza and wing box at his house. The delivery bag and the driver's wallet. Man, talk about getting caught red freaking handed. My God, he was charged with burglary of an unoccupied conveyance, robbery by sudden snatching and petty theft. The second robber still at large. Now, the first guy ought to be able to roll over unless he's, you know, keeping all clammed up. Is that crazy?
It's nuts.
Pepperoni on his face.
It's our waylaying story of the day. What was that from?
This is face covered in pizza when the cops show up.
In the history of the world, two people are named Nehemiah. One, a Jewish leader who helped build Jerusalem in the 5th century B.C.
Right, at a pizza thief.
A
waylayer in Tampa. Those are the two people. All right, I've got one more pizza story and then a chicken wing story. Oh, my God, you got to hear these. All right, part two of Morons in the News next here on the MJ Morning Show.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Morons today dominated by
pizza, pizza.
And that really works because it's pizza, pizza. And the first story was what? The first story was
pizza.
Hang on. I brought it down too quickly. The first story was
pizza.
First story
you should just cut the button instead of potting it down.
I know. All right. Maybe I should do that. So the first one was
pizza, pizza.
And the second one is
pizza, pizza.
Anyway, you know what the hell I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Right. Amateur hour.
I'm trying. I'm trying my best over here, Froggy. Calm down. All right. So the first story was a pizza driver ambushed here in Tampa. It was a local Tampa pizza morons. And then the second one here, a guy suspected of sticking razor blades in pizza dough.
That is evil.
Oh, my God. You are... Say that one more time.
That is evil.
Yes, it is.
My God. A guy was arrested for allegedly placing razor blades in pizza dough. He's expected to plead guilty. Well, if you're caught, if it's proved that you're putting razor blades in pizza dough, how do you plead not guilty? You know, let's say you're caught red-handed.
Oh, man.
Well, you'd be red-handed because your hands would be cut from the razors.
And they'd also have red tomato sauce on them, possibly.
Yeah, I think this was prior to the tomato sauce being added.
When you thought we ran out of things to put in the crust.
But because of the charges, this suspect could be doing some pretty serious prison time. You know, the food tampering. I can't give a really, like, off the cuff here. I can't give a total rundown, but there are some food tampering charges that become federal. And I don't, Roxanne, maybe you can quickly look that up. But, you know, when does a food tampering charge become a federal charge? And then it becomes really serious. Here's the deal. Nicholas Mitchell expected to enter his plea at a formal hearing coming up on the 24th of June. According to Central Maine, some media outlet. He will reportedly plead guilty to one count of tampering with a consumer product and is apparently willing to accept a sentence of up to 4 years and 9 months. Although the judge could invoke a tougher, stiffer sentence. That's happened in the past. You know, it has happened where a defense attorney and the client and the prosecutor, they agree on a sentence, and the judge just completely blows up the agreement, says, no, I'm going harsher.
Yeah, it depends on the mood, I guess, of the judge.
Yeah, if, you know, maybe you got into a fight with the wife on the way out of the house that morning, you're screwed.
Spilled his coffee, you're done.
Yeah, Fox had reported previously that Nicholas Mitchell, 38, was arrested last October after a customer at a grocery store in Maine found a razor, actually multiple razor blades, hidden inside a prepackaged Portland pie pizza dough that had been purchased from a supermarket, from a Hannaford. Remember, Hannafords are all over New England. You know, Chloe up at the University of New Hampshire, she shops at a Hannaford right around the corner from her dorm.
Yeah, it's a big supermarket chain. Wow.
And remember when Sweet Bay used to be in the Tampa Bay area? Sweet Bay, and you'd see Hannaford products in Sweet Bay. It was the same company. They called it Sweet Bay for some reason down here. Maybe because of Tampa Bay. Sweet, I don't know. And at the time, police said Mitchell was a former associate at a company that produced supplies for Portland Pie. So he worked for a company that was business related. A customer had purchased a Portland pizza pie dough. And I guess this is like you buy dough to make your own pizza at home. It's a thing.
It's like a bobbly.
Yeah, I guess so. But this was more like a ball of dough. And this guy was putting razor blades in the ball of dough. So what, as you like thaw the dough or you knead the dough or what, I don't know whether it's frozen dough or refrigerated dough, and you're kneading the dough?
Cut your hands.
He cut your hands on razor blades? My God, how sick and twisted and demented is that?
And he looks that way in his mugshot. Looking into when this becomes a federal charge, it's really up to the USDA, the Food and Drug Administration. They decide if they want to make it federal, and it's you know, how mass distribution across state lines.
So wait a sec. What you're saying is they decide, what, do you want to make a federal case out of this? Yes. Right? Is that the story? Yeah, Fester.
It's just amazing how this guy was caught. The person who bought the pizza dough returned it to the Hannaford supermarket.
Yeah.
They went back to the tape. They went back to the video.
And go to the videotape!
And they saw this guy walk straight to the pizza dough aisle and slip the razors right into the dough.
What a bonehead.
And who bought it?
What a dope.
Even dumber. Don't you see it's all ripped up?
That's crazy. I was about to get to that faster, but no, I'm glad you added to the story. According to the police department, he's a former associate of Italy Pizza, a company that produces a variety of pizza doughs in the May area, in the main area. It is the same company that makes the dough that Mitchell's accused of tampering with. Oh, so there you
go. The plot thickens.
You know what? It seems that he was all ticked off at his former company. This was like a revenge deal. He was trying to ruin their business by jamming razor blades in their pizza dough.
But not thinking about the innocent people who could hurt themselves with
this. What a schmuck. And he's going to end up in prison for at least 4 years. You know what? If I were the judge, I would double it. I would throw the book at this guy. I would give him a max, is what I would do. And then finally, our last early morons of the news story, a total food theme today. Oh my God. Woman sets husband on fire because she thought that he poisoned her chicken wings. My God.
What was it about the chicken wings that seemed poisonous?
Tahunsty Marie Smith. I've never heard of T-U-H-O-N-S-T-Y. How do you pronounce that? T-U-H-T-O-N-S-T-Y. Tahunsty Marie Smith, arrested on charges of arson, recklessly endangering safety, causing mayhem.
Not wayhem?
No, mayhem. Protect you from mayhem like me. Yeah, this is a woman. Not that dude from Rescue Me. You know, who was Mr. Mayhem in all those commercials. Was that Allstate?
That was Allstate.
The Mayhem? I haven't seen those Mayhem commercials in a while. I love those things. Anyway, Milwaukee woman, this is Milwaukee, Wisconsin, admitted to setting her sleeping husband on fire. My husband's on fire! Oh, my God!
because of chicken wings.
Admitted setting her husband on fire, who was sleeping, but she believed that he had poisoned her chicken wings. Tahansta Marie Smith, 29, confessed to authorities that she had waited for her spouse to fall asleep to light his head on fire earlier this month. Oh, my God.
He got the Ghost Rider treatment.
Smith said that she had suspected him earlier in the day on June 2nd of putting poison on her chicken wings. Around 4 a.m. the next day, she filled a cup with lighter fluid, poured it on his head, and then used a lighter to ignite it. Oh, my God. This lady is sick. This lady is, like, totally maniacally crazy.
And she loves chicken wings. Apparently.
My God.
Were they hot wings?
Well, the husband was hot.
I'm about to say.
Emergency responders arrived to the home, rushed the man to the hospital. Severe burns to his chest, head, ears, neck, hands, face. While he was recovering, the husband told authorities that Smith had been acting strangely for the last 3 or 4 months. Is that crazy? They got into a fight the night that she set him on fire because he told Smith that he was planning on leaving her and moving out of the home. And then she got all mental and thought that he poisoned her chicken wings. And then she lights him on fire. What the hell? Unbelievable.
This girl is on fire.
No, this guy is on fire. Let's get your facts straight in there. Would you please, Coop?
I'm sorry. I couldn't change the lyrics.
Yeah.
How about just burning down the house?
Oh, my God. Is that not nuts?
Burning off your face.
All right. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the early morning food-themed morons in the news.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ here along with Froggy and Fester and Roxanne and Coop, our producer. We'll give you details in a bit on how to win the car and the cash. 10 grand, 5 grand, brand new car. Just make an MJ Morning Show sign. Details in just a bit. This thing's gone viral and, you know, a lot of folks are just, well, people are kind of humored by the simplest things these days. And, well, are we a TikTok generation? Is that the deal here? Like, just dopey. You know, people will spend hours just looking at dopey things on YouTube and on social media.
Looking at them and then sending them to friends. And then you just go down this rabbit hole of TikTok videos and then think about the time that goes into making them.
The Southwest story is about a pool noodle. A student from Columbus, Ohio. I guess that would make her an OSU student, right? Ohio State University.
Maybe. I'm sure there's a junior college in Columbus as well.
Sydney Fowles. Sydney Fowles is 19 years old, and she checked a pool noodle as baggage on her Southwest flight from, I guess, Columbus, Ohio to Tampa. And then she posted the video of the pool noodle adventure on TikTok. And last check, it's got like over 11 million views. What the?
Well, does she not think we sell them here?
Well, that's part of the story.
What a dope.
The video begins showing this Fowles girl, 19, handing her suitcase and a blue pool noodle over to a Southwest employee over in Ohio who has taken the check bags. The clip then shows the pool toy being placed on the baggage belt behind the counter.
Oh, my God.
And then they put a luggage tag on the,
they got the
pool noodle, of course.
You could have folded that thing up and put it in your bag.
Well, she might think this is impressive, but I would like to see her just go on as a carry-on with, like, the noodle around her neck. Could she get away with that? Like, it's part of her
just
clothing.
Just carry the thing and put it in the overhead bin, but
use it as a neck pillow.
But it was all part of a bet. So that's the other part of the story. Her friend said they'd give her $20 if she tried to check the pool noodle as baggage. Anyway, the Southwest employees behind the counter, they were initially a little confused. The clip ends by showing the noodle at baggage claim here in Tampa going around the carousel. Coop, did you get the video up?
Yeah, it's a two-parter, and both parts are up at mjmorningshow.com.
You want to see this, and it's got a Tampa component because they were flying from Ohio here to Tampa, and that's where the pool noodle ended up. Yeah, Fowles told locally Fox 13 that her cousins, who she was traveling to see here in Florida, had told her to check the pool noodle. And she said, no, I'm not checking the pool noodle. Then they said, okay, we'll give you $20 if you check the pool noodle. So
I'm in.
She was surprised. Southwest allowed her to do it. She's like, Southwest is never going to allow me to check a pool noodle, but they did.
Hey, what do they care?
I smell a new series on TikTok. She should do like the Shamu blow up raft next.
But also keep in mind. that Southwest likes baggage. You know, Southwest, two bags fly free on Southwest.
And she had her luggage.
And you're now free to fly your pool noodle around the country.
She should have bought the noodle a seat and put it in a seat belt. Gave it like a bag of peanuts. Talk to it.
And then there's a follow-up video on top three reasons why she decided to check the toy. And it was really $20 was the reason why she did it. But was there some component? Did they mess around with like a sign at Walmart where the pool noodles were like $2.28 and they tried to make it look like the pool noodle was $228? I think that might have been part of one of the videos. Anyway, this thing has gone like totally viral.
This kid's full of shenanigans.
Yeah. And interestingly, this is a Southwest airline story. And incidentally, a buddy of mine, I call him Captain X. We've had him on the, haven't we had him on the air?
We have.
Yeah. Captain X is a Southwest pal. And he actually flew into Tampa last night, had a quick overnight. And he's getting ready to pull out this morning. And he actually sent me a picture of the flight deck. He was flying a 737 MAX 8 yesterday. That's the MAX that was grounded for like over a year. And he says it's a killer plane. Oh, shouldn't say that. Yeah. He said it's a great plane. He said the plane, he loves the airplane. He says
cool,
it's
a
fantastic plane. And interestingly, somebody else sent me a note a couple of days ago, and it works in now, that they were on a Southwest flight. And the flight crew, they weren't calling it a MAX 8. They were saying 737 8 series. Is to try to avoid saying...
Soften it.
Yeah, to try to avoid saying Max. Anyway, morning Captain X this morning. Bill Gates, this is creepy. Bill Gates and his alleged office cheating. Did you see what happened with his car?
Uh-oh.
You got to hear this story. Hold on a minute, folks. And if you think you're getting cheated on, could this be a concept or a way they're doing it? Hold on. We'll tell you next. Talking about Bill Gates, Microsoft dude, billionaire.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I'm finally watching the video. If you go to MJMorningShow.com, is it featured or drivel?
It's on the drivel.
All right. If you go to MJMorningShow.com, it's on MJ Daily Drivel. And we put a lot of little things on there to see the pool noodle adventures. And you can see the baggage claim, the baggage handler guys, the guys that are loading the baggage onto the belt into the belly of the aircraft at Southwest. They pick up the pool noodle off the luggage cart and they're holding a pool noodle that weighs like nothing. And it's got a luggage tag wrapped around it. And they're like laughing and joking. The guy's like picking up like it weighs like a feather. You know, it's just funny stuff. And then the follow up is, I guess on the way back after she was leaving Tampa, Southwest gave her another pool noodle with a Southwest logo on it.
Aww. Yeah, this is great publicity for Southwest.
Yes, that's kind of funny.
What color was the noodle? I'm imagining blue.
It was a blue pool noodle. Oh. Yeah.
I think if you do just bring them as carry-on, they could also serve as flotation devices.
You are correct. Yes. And your pool noodle can be used as a flotation device.
Plane's going down and everybody's trying to grab that.
That's the number one reason why you'd want to bring it.
I don't know if it's FAA certified as a flotation device, but it certainly can be used as one. Oh, speaking of flotation devices, have you seen, and I think Target sold it and a bunch of places, you ever see the giant llama pool float?
Yes, I've seen that.
You know what I'm talking about? It's white and it's got all kinds of colors all over it. And it's a giant llama with a flat part and then a giant llama head that goes, I don't know whether it's an alpaca or a llama.
I've seen the unicorn.
Yeah, I've seen like the swan and unicorn.
No, this is a giant llama. There it is. Festus brought it up.
Yeah, it's rainbow colors.
Yeah, there's one that has a hole in the middle, like an inner tube, and then there's one with a big flat surface that you can sit on with more of a flat surface. We've got it in the pool over the weekend, and Gatsby, our male Jack Russell, 3 years old, he jumps off of the side of the pool. He jumps off from the yard onto the llama pool float and starts attacking the neck, bites holes in the llama neck.
What's the matter with your dogs?
The llama completely deflated.
Yeah, when did the dog figure out this was a terrible idea as it's treading water?
You know what? Gatsby loves the pool. And Gatsby, when he goes in the pool, Gatsby knows where to go to get out, how to swim to the steps. Or we have a little sun table area on one side of the pool. So he knows where to swim.
Yeah, you taught him like an infant.
Where to doggy paddle, where to get out of the pool. But Gatsby, speaking of flotation equipment, just totally bit the neck off of the llama. All right, on to Bill Gates. Holy crap, Bill, my God.
Big pimping.
This is a Vanity Fair report. And this is not just Bill Gates exclusive. You know, if you think that your husband, wife, if you think someone's cheating on you, and you think they're at the office, and, well, their car is parked at the office, and, man, this is a scheme. If this is true, this is a scheme. So, as you know, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, getting divorced. She filed for divorce, what, back in, was it early May? When did that story break?
Maybe early May, maybe a month ago.
I think it was early May. Melinda Gates filed for divorce after, what, 27 years of marriage, 3 kids with Bill Gates, one of the richest guys in the world. I think he's, what, he bounces back between number, what, like 4, 3, 2?
Yeah, he's top 5.
Yeah, depending on whether Elon Musk said some...
Don't forget about me, Mark Zuckerberg. I'm always in the mix.
Well, Jeff Bezos.
Nah, screw Bezos. He's a bum.
Bezos. Just remember Tampa Bezos, okay? Bezos.
All right. Bezos sucks.
They announced their split May 3rd.
May 3rd. There you go. Early May. Listen to this. In a report in Vanity Fair earlier this week, Bill Gates might have gotten it on with his extramarital affairs and relationships by using a decoy car.
That's exactly right.
Listen to this. This is devious. A golden brown Porsche. Now, here's the deal. He would drive to the office in his Mercedes. The Mercedes would be parked in the parking spot. He would have a trusted worker, a trusted...
Do boy,
whatever.
Confidant.
There you go. Froggy, that's a big word for you.
It was actually Mark Zuckerberg. I'm smart, so I know these words.
Confidant. So then he would have a confidant about an hour later bring another car. So Bill Gates would drive to the office in the Mercedes. He'd have an accomplice bring another car by. Bill Gates would get into that car and drive off.
I don't know if accomplice is the right word for, here.
Wingman.
For his affair.
Mm-hmm.
That's the allegation, according to Vanity Fair.
Because nobody will notice that oddly colored Porsche, brown Porsche, whirring out of the parking garage.
Well,
I'll take the doo-doo brown Porsche, please.
It was gold, guys.
Oh.
It was a golden Porsche, apparently, or Porsche.
I thought you said brown in the story.
I thought you said golden brown.
Hold on. What did I say? Did I say? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like a nice hash brown.
I'm sorry. Golden brown. I was thinking gold. So it golden brown. Ooh. I apologize. Yes.
Do
gold,
you have golden a brown. Car that's doo-doo-ier in color? That's what I'm looking for.
I'm not a brown car fan. I'm not. It's the poop mobile, you know. I'm not a big fan of brown cars. I don't understand people buy brown cars. I got to be honest. Anyway,
leave it for the UPS.
I got a great car salesman joke,
but
the punchline is brown cars.
That's enough.
Yeah, please. Right.
Is it clean for broadcast?
No, it's terrible. But
no.
if anybody emails me, I'll tell you the joke. Fester at MJMorningShow.com.
All right, email Fester. He'll tell you the joke. Fester at MJMorningShow.com. You're gonna get blasted, man. Yeah, if you want to know Fester's joke, Fester at MJMorningShow.com. That's Fester at MJMorningShow.com. But that's pretty devious to then take off in a golden brown Porsche while your Mercedes that you drove in on is just sitting in the parking lot.
Yeah, Melinda's like, I went to your office 5 times today and you weren't in there. He's like, well, did you see my car in the parking garage? Of course, yeah. I was here in a secret meeting.
Exactly.
It's a big place. It's a big complex. I could have been anywhere, Melinda.
Gosh. Imagine the money. Wow. That's probably the tip of the iceberg as far as money he spent on
how about the story that emerged that he would go on while married, he would go on vacation with like a former fling.
That was the weirdest, and Melinda was okay with it.
It seemed like she was okay with a lot, and then she just got fed up with it.
My God, what a crazy story.
I mean, as the story unravels, he's probably had decoy planes.
He probably has decoy hymns.
Well, honey, my plane was at the airport the whole time. What are you talking about?
I just said, you know, the fling, you know, the other fling. Where did that term come from?
The term fling?
Yeah, like, you know, you have an affair or you have a fling with, where did fling come?
Spring fling, because it rhymes with spring.
I don't know. Can you give me a report on that? Where did the term fling come from when it's like having an affair or whatever? So, there you have it.
Fling comes from the Greek word fornicate.
It doesn't.
It's a fling.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
This rancid reaction. If you can, Froggy, Roxanne, Coop, if you can think of other ways to describe this, please jump in. But the way I see Fester, and this has been ongoing for months and months now, but it really got amplified when a 20-something-year-old...
Like 22!
22-year-old kid, essentially.
Not 20-something, 22.
Like a 22, 23-year-old young man won, like, the $250 million Powerball here in Tampa, and it turns out that he bought the ticket at the Publix up near Lutz, up, you know, right behind Avila on, what, Florida and 41, Nebraska, 40, where was
it? Yeah, right at the apex where Florida and Nebraska meet.
Right, so...
That's my Publix, man!
That's Fester's Publix, and Fester would always buy his Powerball and Mega Millions and his lottery tickets there, and then Fester's feeling is, oh my God, the Publix, my Publix just sold a $250 million winning Powerball ticket. What are the chances of that ever happening again? What are the chances of lightning actually striking twice ever happening? What is the possibility of that happening? So Fester has gone, like, kind of violent with his reactions. But I've noticed that any of these winners, you're like, you put on a sour face. You're like, you turn antisocial. You're having these rancid reactions. Why can't, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is there, Fester's angry again this morning. A Tampa woman won a $1 million scratcher. Why can't you just be happy for these people?
Why are you so schadenfreuden?
What?
I think I know. I love that word. That's a good word, Froggy.
Wait, that's the opposite. That's when you're happy when people fail.
You're
mad when people are succeed.
I'm reverse schadenfreuden.
Guys, it's schadenfreude.
That's what I said.
Listen. No, you said Freuden.
I said schadenfreuden.
Yeah.
I'm not angry at this lady. I'm just not celebrating in her joy. Is that
acceptable? You're jealous.
That's what it comes down to.
Let's put it simply. He's jealous.
Why? Seriously, dude, whenever these stories pop up, and especially the local ones, there is a marked, noticeable reaction where it's like you're jealous and you're having these reactions, and it's like you're getting the sourpuss bitter face. Here's the deal. Yesterday was announced that Wanda Branagh, she won $1 million from the $5 million Luck scratch-off game.
Good for her.
Yeah, she decided to take her lump sum of $760,000.
Atta girl.
$1 million scratcher. She says that she's been renting for years, but now she's able to finally buy a house. I feel fantastic. Oh, I feel this is a heartwarming story. This is the feel-good story of the day.
You're not happy for Wanda?
No. Hey, Ted, it's a feel-good story.
Well.
All right? So, this is fantastic. I'm excited for Fester. You want her to what? You want her to what?
I don't want no, no,
you want her to get her a car wreck or something?
No, nothing like that.
All right.
I'm just like, great. I'm not gushy excited for her. Out of jealousy. And you know what I'm really pissed off about?
What?
I'm really pissed off at the news director at Channel 8.
Why?
Because they always seem to be the one to first report all of these lottery winners that come up on my feed.
Right.
Hey, look, Fester.
Yeah, they're targeting Fester.
He's deliberately taunting and targeting
Fester. Loser. With these lottery winners.
Comes across her desk. Yeah. She says, let's put it up. We'll taunt Fester.
Anyway, she bought the $1 million scratcher at the Rome Food Mart.
I would never go there.
Located at 1615 West Sly. Listen, I've never been to the Rome Food Mart, but I'm guessing it's not the the most sparkliest of convenience stores.
I'm sure it's a fine place.
Not a Bucky's.
I don't think it's. But listen, I like those places. I like buying.
Those are the winners.
If I do, well, the Publix, the guy won the $250 million up there.
You just don't know.
But it just seems that the place to buy lottery tickets are like one-off kind of dingy convenience stores. You know, where there might be a murder in the parking lot that weekend, you know, something like that.
Happens.
Yeah.
All right, have you seen the story out of Michigan, MJ?
Which one?
I'm trying to find better verification of it, but yeah. Thieves beat and rob a man of a $20,000 gold chain.
What?
And the guy just won a $30,000 lottery. I'm trying to confirm this story. I saw it last night.
So he won a $30,000 lottery, and with his winnings, he bought a $20,000 gold chain.
A man named
then he gets ripped off?
A man named Jamal spoke to ClickOnDetroit.com, telling him that he won a $30,000 prize in the lottery and splurged for a $20,000 gold chain. And now there's video of him getting mugged. And his gold chain being stolen.
Ripped off his neck?
The only place My I can God. Find it being reported mope. Is...
Yeah, Click on Detroit. That's a TV yeah. station up there. It's one
what
of,
an idiot.
Then you take out the taxes.
That's going to be real. Click on Detroit yeah. is a TV station up there.
You're probably Instagram yeah. posting pictures with his wow. necklace.
All right. Hey, when we get back, we have a lot to do. But when we get back, a favorite of folks listening right now, where you buy food... Prices are going up, and there's a reason why prices are going up, so we'll get into that. And, folks, I got a bit of due to 32. Little puzzle, little teaser for you. MJ, me, Todd Schmidt, MJ, I got a bit of due to 32. What the hell does that mean? I'll tell you next. MJ Morning Show, Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I think I have to bid adieu to 32. Now, what does that riddle mean? Hold on. We'll get to that in a moment. It's the MJ Morning Show here on Q105. And first, many of you probably enjoy this particular food establishment. I'm sure many of our listeners go there on a regular basis. You've certainly been there. And now word comes, they're jacking up the prices. Why are they jacking up prices? Well, because costs are going up, particularly labor costs, because now they're trying to hire 20,000 new employees before summer, and they want to pay an average of $15 an hour, so well, you got to raise the price of your food. Also, food costs are going up. We're seeing some serious inflation right now. Food costs are going up. Now, Fessy, you know what I'm talking about? You know which particular well-known national establishment I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about. And they serve good stuff.
Chipotle.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if they want to hire 20,000 people before summer, though, shouldn't they get to it? It's the middle of June.
Yeah, it's not like one location trying to order. It's the whole country, Fester. It's, you know, it's not just one location. You know?
It's a location off of West Shore, right south of the interstate.
Yeah, it's the one right near the Waffle House. You know, right
there. As big as a warehouse.
Right across from the closed-up Sears at West Shore. You know, West Shore Plaza, they're like knocking half of it down, building apartment complexes there.
I had no idea.
Oh, they're doing this. Oh, the traffic's going to be insane. So right where the Bank of America on the corner there, I think that's getting knocked out. I don't know about the Firestone car dealership or the tire store.
Hold on. You mean I can live at West Shore Plaza?
Well, yeah. So okay. the deal is they're going to be building like a downtown with a combination of new stores and retail plus plus residential. So, man, that's probably going to jam up the traffic. Anyway, Chipotle across the country, they're going to be raising prices 4% to cover wages. You know, when I go to Chipotle, and I'm not there that often, but I like Chipotle, but, you know, I'll get a bowl. And a lot of times, you know, I got to say more lettuce. You know, because
they're going to save money.
Well, otherwise I end up with a bowl. It's like, you know, it's like too small. It's like, come on, give me, I'm hungry here. Give me some food.
Sometimes people ask for less lettuce because then it just kind of fluffs up the whole bowl.
I don't want rice. So sometimes I like, when I get a bowl, I just like tons of lettuce and just load it up with, you know, some beans and some whatever meat I choose, blah, blah, blah.
Battle of the two cheapest ingredients, the lettuce and the rice.
Mm. Yeah. There you go. That's true.
Yeah, really. It seriously is.
No, you're right.
Yeah, but the Chipotle, 4%, it's not that much, but everything adds up. Have you seen the price of gas in the last 3 days, MJ?
Well, guess what? The last 3 days, last 4 days, last five, gas has gone up like 25 cents a gallon in some places.
Okay, so I...
literally, in this, today's Thursday? Yeah, this week, like Monday, gas went up like 20 to 25 cents a gallon. Boom!
We drove by. I picked you up Monday for work. Right? Yep. We're driving back to your place, and we passed a gas station, and you're like, $2.73. That's not that bad. And then today,
$3 a gallon.
Over $3. Yes. That's right.
$3.02. Yeah.
Yep. A quarter in 4 days.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So gas prices going, inflation's here. Look at the supermarket. Look at the produce prices. Everything's, look at the meat prices. Everything's going up. Inflation is big time now.
Well, that's what you say. Well, I'm going to skip going to the restaurant and save money. Oh, you're going to pay for it at the grocery store.
That's why I want yard chickens to save on eggs.
All right, moving along. Folks, I have to, I believe, bid adieu to 32. You have any idea what I'm talking about? Fester, Froggy, Coop, Roxanne.
When you say 32, that can only be NFL football teams. You're bidding. You're not going to watch football anymore.
Bid adieu to 32.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
maybe the Bucks won at Raymond James. What could be better next year? You're done.
You think that I'm bidding adieu to the NFL on Fox? That is incorrect. No.
What did that have to do with football again?
It's 32 teams in a league.
Oh. Yeah, 32 NFL teams.
I mean, you're much older than 32, so it's not the age.
I'm going to bid adieu, by the way. Bid adieu. I'm going to say goodbye. Say goodbye. Why do I have to bid adieu to 32? Professor, you have no clue, do you?
I mean, I hate the word bid adieu.
I have several dumb guesses which are probably wrong.
So obviously Froggy doesn't have an idea. Coop, our producer Coop, do you have any idea why I'm going to probably have to bid adieu to 32?
It sounds like a theatrical song. Is this a song you're learning for a play or something?
Bid adieu. What do you think? I'm in community theater?
I don't know. I don't know what you do on your off time.
What are you talking about?
Community theater.
What? Is that in Sound of Music or something?
He only knows one character himself.
He's one of the Kit Kat girls in Cabaret.
Should I go to phones on this?
I mean...
You know, I think I should.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
It is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. MJ and the crew here. And a little bit of a riddle this morning. I said a short time ago that I believe I'm going to have to bid adieu to 32. And Fester and Froggy have no idea. Coop has no idea. Roxanne has no idea. So I'm going to go to phones here. When I say that I'm going to need to bid adieu to 32, say goodbye to 32, but bid adieu rhymes with 32. That's why. So what am I talking about? Folks, what do you think? When I say I'm going to bid adieu to 32, say goodbye to 32, what do you think I'm talking about? This is a very personal thing. I'm about to open up something very personal to you, the MJ Morning Show listenership. 800-990-1047. You want to guess? You want to get? Let's go. Let's guess. Call up now and guess. When I say I got to say goodbye to 32, bid adieu to 32, what am I talking about? 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047.
Everyone's thinking about your body on the text line because we've got guesses like saying goodbye to his waistline, or was that in high school like the rest of us?
Oh, I'm looking at a text here. You're going to lose 32 pounds. Now, 32 pounds would be, I can lose 10, 15.
You'd be emaciated.
But, yeah, 30,
oh, my God, I know.
Well, let me take some calls first.
Wait, my guess is right. You might as well cancel the bit.
What is it?
You're getting 32 inches taken off of your poofy hair. Then it would still be poofy.
That'll leave like 12 inches left.
All right, let's go to phones. Phones are all jammed up here. People want to guess. Carol is in Tampa. Carol, bid adieu to 32. What am I going to say goodbye to?
You're going to say goodbye to Baskin-Robbins 32 flavors.
Whoa, wait a sec. It's not 32 flavors. Baskin-Robbins, you're close, but Baskin-Robbins is 31.
Oh.
You're thinking, but no, Baskin-Robbins is 31 flavors. You've added an extra flavor.
You can mix them together sometimes.
Yeah. good guess, Carol, but incorrect. Thank you, Carol. I appreciate it. Let's grab Alan in Tampa. Hello, Alan. You're on the MJ Morning Show. When I'm going to bid adieu to 32, say goodbye, what am I doing?
That will be how many years that you've been in the broadcasting business.
Right, so you think I'm gonna leave?
No, I think that you're saying 32 away, 33 is coming up.
Oh. Decent guess, Alan, but wrong. If you do the math, I started at 16 years old. At the age of 16, that was 1982. So 2021 minus 82, that would be 39 years. So I've been in radio for 39 years. But listen, creative thinking, Alan, I appreciate it.
No problem. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Let's grab Adam is in Tampa. Adam, bid adieu to 32. What am I talking about?
Sounds like we're losing an NFL team. We're going to 32 to 31, maybe?
Hey, listen, good guess. I mean, when you think of 32,
this is the NFL on the MJ Morning Show.
No, we're not losing an NFL team. If anything, I would imagine they'd expand at some point. Alan, decent guess, but incorrect. Sorry. Let's grab, how about Adele? Oh, I love it. Adele is in Tampa on the MJ Morning Show. Adele, bid adieu to 32. Say goodbye to 32. What am I saying?
Your pant size.
I wear like 33, 34. I haven't been 32 for a while. So if anything, I would welcome, if I lost some weight, I'd welcome back 32. Good guess, Adele, but not what I'm looking for. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Adele.
Do you think people are dejected when I tell them, like the 32 flavors lady? You think she was all pissed off at me?
She probably was.
Let me grab Kurt in St. Petersburg. Kurt, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Kurt, I'm saying goodbye to 32. What am I talking about?
My guess was pant size, but then he said that was wrong. So I said, he said, how about a second guess? I said, IQ. I've never met you, so I don't know.
Oh, that's way too high.
I'm
going to
shed 32 points of my IQ.
He's going to watch so many TikTok videos that it just drops by 32. No.
Kurt means your IQ is 32.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Now,
yeah.
let me be very curt with Kurt. Hey, Kurt, have a great day, buddy. Thanks, no, Kurt. That's wrong. Lee, or I'm sorry, D is in Loot. Hello, D. What do you think if I'm saying goodbye to 32?
32 more of those tapes from way back when.
Oh, you go through the audio files the hard drive of the MJ Morning Show.
Say no.
Yes. That's it.
No, it's not. But
32 more.
Same tapes that, because I remember a long time ago, your wife made you throw away.
Hey, listen, it's a good guess, but listen, you're working it, you're trying, but incorrect. Let me grab Scott and Valrico. I'm going to have to reveal this if someone doesn't guess. Scott and Valrico, what is your guess if I'm saying goodbye to 32?
32 years of marriage, maybe. You're going to 33 with Michelle?
Or getting divorced.
It's a nice way to put it, Scott.
No, in fact, this month, we'll be celebrating our 27th wedding anniversary on June 26th. Coming up, it's 27 years for Michelle and me.
27-year itch.
God. All right, hold on a minute. Let me grab Dan. Dan, bid adieu to 32. What am I talking about?
I'm going to guess a tooth. I think it's going to be a tooth back there. One of your teeth you got to let go. Don't we have 32 teeth or something like that?
Survey says... Look at that. You got it. Abso-freaking-lutely. Yeah.
We have 32 teeth?
Dude, yeah. The human adult, 32 teeth. I have, Dan, fantastic, buddy. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
Is that a wisdom tooth? Let me ask.
It is. I got to get rid of one of my wisdom
teeth.
Good question.
Now, Dan, as a prize.
I had a buddy that just had one, and it went really rough.
So. Oh, my God. Oh, thanks for the good. Wait a minute. You had a buddy had a wisdom tooth taken out? How rough did it get?
Like, they had to go back in because he had some residual bleeding. I've had him taken out, and it was easy because they were impacted, but I've heard all sorts of stories with him.
I had a two-week ordeal with mine.
I'll tell you what.
It hurt.
You win my tooth when I have it pulled out.
I'll pass on that.
Thanks, Dan.
It hurts.
Have a great day, Dan.
We have a contingency of dentists and hygienists listening to the show because before Dan gave his answer, all of a sudden the text line flooded. Yeah. I said, call us. I'm about to do dental surgery. I can't.
Seriously, guess what? If there are any, I need a dentist. I need one in South Tampa. I need an oral surgeon. One of my back teeth, I cracked a piece off and it's starting to hurt a little bit and they're not going to cap it. They're going to take the damn thing out. So I need to have a wisdom tooth removed. I need it to be very convenient for me because I do two radio shows a day. So I need a Saturday morning appointment.
My guy will do that for you.
Or Friday after, I don't know. I got to figure it out. But seriously, if someone has any recommendations for me for an oral surgeon to yank out my, one of my wisdom teeth, just email me, mj@mjmorningshow.com, mj@mjmorningshow.com. That's mj@mjmorningshow.com. When we get back, the best audio bite of the day. Did you see this guy doing the perp walk? There's a guy doing a perp walk, arrested for stealing a car. This guy's yammering is hysterical. All right, you gotta hear this. And it's next on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Details on the car we're giving away, the 10 grand and the 5 grand serious prize. We'll give you the details in just a matter of moments. You just got to make a sign that the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. That's it. The audio bite we have is spectacular. There's a story and an audio bite. This is the funniest thing I've heard in a while. This is the greatest perp walk audio bite in quite some time, as this guy just won't shut up. Hold on, get to that in a moment. First, though, just quickly, Roxanne, you've been inundated with mostly texts from, like, dentists and dental professionals, and they apparently all knew via text that me saying goodbye, bidding adieu to 32, meant that I was saying goodbye to one of my teeth, because I'm 55 years old, and I still have all 32 teeth in my mouth.
The funny thing is, it hit them all at the same time because we had no correct guesses, and all of a sudden it was flooded with, he's getting his teeth extracted, and I'd say, hey, call us up. No, I'm going into surgery right now to do a procedure. I'm going to treat a patient.
So you got a whole bunch of these things.
Yeah.
Wow. So we're being played in dental offices, right? Around the area.
Take your mind off the dental pain. Hey,
for a tooth extraction, have a wisdom tooth popped out, taken out. Now, I've always heard, if you take one out, you got to take them all out, or you got to take the one up above out, and I don't think my bite would be affected, so I want to play that by ear. But do I have to go to an oral surgeon, or does a regular dentist do
that? No,
you go to some guy in a van. You'll be fine, dude. Listen, seriously.
He's parked it back behind the fishing rod section at the flea market.
When the pandemic first happened, MJ, there were all these videos of people removing their own teeth because they couldn't get into dentist office.
Maybe I can find those guys that, like, hang out in parking lots and gas stations in the white van trying to sell you speakers. Are those guys still out there doing that crap? Remember the guys used to hang out and they tried, hey, come on, we got some extra speakers, really good deal. You know, you remember those guys?
Yeah. Oh, you got speakers, huh?
Oh, you need a tooth pulled out. Right here, I'll give you a good deal on speakers, get a tooth pulled out.
Huff a little laughing gas and go to it.
So I need an oral surgeon. I just need to do this.
You need a dentist to send you to an oral surgeon.
I got to go to a dentist first?
Yes.
Why? I want to cut out the middleman.
No, it's not the way it works.
Why can't I cut out? I want to go right to the tooth's got to come out. Why can't I just go right to the guy's going to yank it out?
I'm pretty sure the dentist, one of my good friends is a dentist.
Or the woman that's going to pull it out. You know what? I want a female oral surgeon.
Yeah.
Yank it out.
That's very sexist because mine's a male and he's the best.
Whatever. If anyone wants to give me some tips,
that's actually the sexist
send me an email, mj@mjmorningshow.com. MJ at mjmorningshow.com. That's my email. I definitely need to get this wisdom tooth yanked out. I probably should do it before summer vacation.
Doesn't that hurt?
You know what? It sometimes during the day, I get a little sensitivity, like a little nerve, but then it disappears for like 12 hours, and then, you know, maybe for five minutes it hurts for a little, but then it goes away. So I think there's probably a cavity in there, and then a little piece cracked off of the wisdom tooth. It's time to come out.
Mine got, infected or something.
Well, I don't want that to happen.
So I smoked a cigar, the second day.
After they yanked the tooth out, how long does it take to get back to normal?
Three weeks.
Am I going to be able to talk on the air?
It took me 3 weeks.
Okay, well...
But I had issues.
Yeah, you do have issues.
All right.
Assuming MJ's issue-free, it's a day or so.
All right, here is the greatest audio bite in quite some time. I love this story. This is an Alabama perp. The cops are taking him out of the police station, doing a perp walk. The guy's name is Jeffrey McCants, McCants. He's accused of stealing a car. And during his perp walk, as they're walking him out of a building into a police car, the video goes viral because he's motor mouthing, man. He's just rambling, blah, blah, blah. He's just yakking away. And reporters are asking him questions. And then...
Is he all methed out, or has it been too... I mean,
no,
he
seems like he's normal.
He's probably been locked up for a while at this point.
We've got to get the video. Did you post the video as well?
Yeah, up on the Dribble right now.
All right, so if you go to MJMorningShow.com, we put this up on the Daily Dribble. MJMorningShow.com, that's MJMorningShow.com. Listen to one Jeffrey McCants. I'm going to start and stop this thing.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey McCants. I'm running for mayor of Mobile, Alabama, baby.
So he walks in.
What?
The first
he's
thing,
running for mayor.
The first thing he says is, "Hello, I'm Jeffrey McCants. I'm running for mayor of Mobile, Alabama, baby."
Hello, my name is Jeffrey McCants. I'm running for mayor of Mobile, Alabama, baby.
Why did you take the vehicle?
Man, if I had a woman like you, I wouldn't eat tomorrow.
Come on, dude.
This guy's the best.
One of the local TV reporters in Mobile asks him, "Why you take the vehicle?" And he says, he looks her up and down, looks her like head to toe. Oh. If I had a woman like you,
this guy is an enigma.
Okay. Oh my God, this is amazing.
This guy,
I took it because God told me to.
All right, so then he says, "I took it because God told me to."
We heard him.
Yeah, Fester, I what do you want to say?
No, this guy makes a great.
I just can't see it. We got no line of sight in here.
This guy brings up something that all politicians should do: announce their candidacy in handcuffs.
Because it's all uphill.
Yeah. All politicians should have handcuffs behind their back as they're announcing their candidacy.
I love this guy. All right, let me continue playing it.
And guess what? God helped me do everything. I steal everything, man. I stole your heart, baby.
If you're the reporter,
you can't help but love that banter.
The guy says... I steal everything. God helps me. So wait, he's saying God helps him steal stuff?
And then he'll steal your heart.
And then he says, "I'll steal your heart."
I think he's in love with him. He stole my heart.
My God.
I don't know, man. I had to do it because God helped me do everything. Good and bad, man. He helped me to get away from police.
God helps me do everything. He helps me get away from the police.
Turn left here.
All right, hang on. About 9 more seconds here.
Did you take it? I did it, man. He ain't do shit.
All right, so then there's a second guy being walked out, two guys, and then another reporter says, did you do it? And the other guy's not really talking, and then the other dude, this McCants guy, jumps in and, clears his... He didn't do anything. I did it. He didn't do bleep.
The guy's like, "Did you hear him? See?"
All right, now you ready for the grand finale?
It can't get better.
Here's the grand finale. Oh, yes, it does. Here's the grand finale. He knows to go out with a bang, this guy. Jeffrey McCants in Mobile, Alabama.
I did everything. Hey, look, when I get out, I'm going to steal a police car.
He says, "When I get out, I'm going to steal a police car."
Man, Jeffrey McCants, I like the sound of that.
The cops who are escorting him out, one of them is trying not to crack a smile the whole time.
How do you not?
Personality plus.
I'm going to play the whole bite. It's 20-something seconds. I'm going to play the whole thing one more time all the way through. Jeffrey McCants, once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey McCants. I'm running for mayor of Mobile, Alabama, baby.
Why did you take the vehicle?
Man, if I had a woman like you, I wouldn't eat tomorrow.
Come on, Jeff.
But I took it because God told me to. And guess what? God helped me do everything. I steal everything, man. I stole your, I steal your heart, baby. Tell us all though, man. I had to do it because God helped me do everything. Good and bad, man. He helped me to get away from the police.
Did you take it?
No, I did it, man. He ain't do shit.
You have anything
I did everything. Yeah, I did everything. Hey, look, when I get out, I'm going to steal a police car.
I love how he says, excuse my language.
That's the best.
Jeffrey McCants, car thief, Mobile, Alabama. The best audio bite from a perp walk in a very long time.
That's just a morning show.
He's going to get a, you say, get a morning show?
Morning, Jeffrey McCants, morning show.
Love it.
Number one in Mobile.
Oh, number one in my heart.
All right, show us your MJ, folks. You've got the rest of the month of June. Come on. Show us your MJ. The best MJ sign that says the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105 wins a 2021 Kia Soul from Crown Kia. That's the first prize. That's grand. The second prize is $10,000 in cash. The second best sign, 10 grand. The third best sign that says the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105 wins $5,000. What are you waiting for? Get your signs up. Businesses, individuals, put it on your home, your business, put it on the side of the interstate. Come up with a huge, great, creative sign on your home. You know, people do Christmas decorations. Do a decorated thing at your house with a big banner and just hoop it up. The creativity is endless here. Make it a family project. Make it an office project. The whole Tampa Bay area is your canvas to put up a sign that says the MJ Morning Show is back on Q105. And all the rules, all the details, where to enter, upload your photo once you do your masterpiece. Everything's at MJMorningShow.com. Show us your MJ, giving away a car, 10 grand and 5 grand. Three huge winners.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. So there's an underlying wedding story here. Folks, you're not going to believe this. You're not. This is insane. There is an underlying wedding story, which now has turned into, well, now you'll find out in a moment. The underlying wedding story, and listen, weddings are huge, especially with women. I mean, weddings are such a special time, and weddings are like magical, and they have the mystique of like fairy tales, right?
You dream about it when you're a kid. That's what you know, you see all the princesses getting married, and there you go.
Yep, that's your very own like princess dress with your train and your
and
veil.
Knight in shining armor, your prince, yeah.
So I saw a story yesterday about the wedding boom is out of control. The wedding boom is on, as you know, loosening restrictions are occurring with the pandemic, and things are opening up and venues, you know, business is starting to get back to normal, and the wedding business is on fire now. It was so many weddings canceled, postponed. The wedding biz is on fire. I've got a whole bunch of stories about, you know, dates are already like filled up into 2022, late 22 into 2023. And, well, that's not the end of the story here, folks. You're not going to believe this. Do you have any idea where this is headed?
None.
When you talk about weddings,
I will say that it's a personal-ish story.
Okay.
Oh, no. Fro, you have any idea?
Is it your brother again?
It is my brother.
What a
yes.
Pain.
Oh, that's right.
It is my brother. What?
This is just, you know, put it all, take it out, cancel it.
He keeps kicking that can down the road.
Hold on a minute. My brother was set to get married Memorial Day of 20, right as the pandemic was like hitting full stride. So they canceled their Memorial Day weekend wedding back in 2020. Then they pushed it to October, and obviously the pandemic was getting worse. They canceled that. Then, do you remember what date they picked for their next date for the wedding?
Oh, yeah, they picked Super Bowl Sunday.
It was my brother's wedding was set for Super Bowl Sunday with the Super Bowl right here in Tampa. And, of course, the Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl. Why am I flipping out right now?
What, do you pick a new date in the middle of a trip you have planned or something? Or
even, for being a smart guy, your brother's a real hump.
Even worse. Apparently, they're looking at Super Bowl Sunday for next year.
Oh, no, God. Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
What's the matter with me?
Is he? Know. You know how sometimes they say doctors are super, super, super smart, well, but just in their field. But, is that how your brother is?
Hey, he's book smart.
I spoke to my, anyway, my...
What a pain, man.
I spoke to my brother over the weekend, but then I spoke to my brother's fiance. Her name is Viv, and I spoke to Viv yesterday because, you know, she just had a whole bunch of scuba pro gear. She wanted scuba, they're scuba divers as well. And I just hooked them up with my pals at Tackle Shack. You know Jimmy at Tackle Shack over in Pinellas Park?
Oh, yeah, Tackle Shack.
Been dealing with Tackle Shack for years, folks.
Got good stuff.
Yeah, they wanted scuba pro, so I had, you know, great, all scuba pro stuff. They sent it to them. And I'm speaking to her, and she's like sort of drops the hint that they're looking at the new wedding date for Super Bowl Sunday. I'm like, oh my, are you kidding me?
Not cool, Viv.
The whole family was like going nuts that it was Super Bowl Sunday back in February for, you know, during Super Bowl 55. Now they're apparently looking at Super Bowl 56.
Are you sure this wasn't a sarcastic joke?
No, it wasn't. Like, February the 13th of 2022, Super Bowl Sunday is in L.A. It's in the new Inglewood Stadium. All right, hold on to that thought. I'm going to try to get my brother on the phone next. And did you hear about the model that says she can just think about the Big O and have the Big O? Did you see that?
I could do that.
I think Roxanne's got a lot to say about this. All right, hold on. All coming up. All this. I'm going to try to get my brother on the phone. I might have a confrontation next, folks, live on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I'm kind of texting with my brother here, and then we'll get into the Big O story, which is fascinating. I know Roxanne's got a lot to say about this. First, though, I don't know how this is going to go, and hopefully he's going to pick up. I just texted my brother. If you're just tuning in, I just revealed in the last segment, this was a huge bone of contention. This came up. We talked about this extensively, how my brother was planning a wedding for Super Bowl Sunday, and they canceled that because, you know, the pandemic was still, you know, ongoing. This is back in February. I'm like, why would you plan a wedding on Super Bowl Sunday? And I think the venue and a lot of the vendors were kind of deceptive. Nobody brought it up to them that, hey, you know, that Super Bowl Sunday?
I'm not going to turn down business. They're going to watch the game in the back and then send out the idiots to get married.
Yeah, I don't believe your brother didn't know it was Super Bowl Sunday. You type that into Google and the first thing comes up is, hey, the Super Bowl's that
day. It's got to be a joke. Like, hey, we were so stupid last time. Hey, we're going to do it again. Just kidding.
Are they offering deals on that particular day? And maybe like, oh, really? It's only that much on that day? Okay, we'll take it. Need a deal.
Your brother can't be that cheap.
No, I spoke to my brother's fiance yesterday, and she alluded that they're going to book Super Bowl Sunday for next year for their wedding.
She's messing with you.
Which is fed. No, she's not.
My gosh.
She's
what's the
not.
Explanation?
No, she's not. Hold on.
It's very selfish.
All right. He's not in surgery. Hold on. Let me see if he'll pick up here.
You know, and Froggy, you're right. Selfish is the word.
Extremely selfish. Seriously. Even if you don't like football, you don't want to. Super Bowl Sunday, you want to get drunk.
All right, now, guys, don't let me deal with this. Don't pick a fight. Let me do the fighting. All right.
Fine.
I hopefully he'll pick up. He said he was finishing up with the patient, so I don't know if he's going to be done with the patient yet. I might have to kick this to the next segment, and we'll move on with the Big O.
Kick this can down the road like he's kicking his marriage can.
Oh my God! I mean, really?
Hi, this is Rochelle Burnett of Veritex Legal Solutions.
Oh, what sounds like you dialed the wrong number.
Ooh.
Unless you dialed a...
I dialed the wrong
firm.
Number.
He changed his number. He doesn't want to hear this.
Wait a sec. I just called the wrong... Oh, I missed the... Oh, I dialed the number wrong. Hold on. One more time. One. All right, here we go. I got it right now.
Fester, don't talk while he's dialing.
Yeah, I think that's what did it. Fester was talking to a lot of the broadcast phone equipment. It's sensitive, and if you're talking when you dial,
my phone changed the tone of the tone.
Yeah,
it dumbs it down.
Hello.
Hey, Drew, we're live on the air. Can I talk to you for a second?
You got to give me a second.
What do you mean a second?
I'm in the middle of seeing a patient.
All right. Well, how much time?
2 minutes.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let me put you on. I'll put you on hold. I'll be right there. Okay. I'll put you on hold. I'll be right there in a couple of minutes.
Yep.
All right. All right, so let's move on to the big
O. Yeah, again with the selfishness. Okay. It's like,
seriously, I'm seeing a patient.
You know what I mean? Priorities.
What are you, a doctor? We've got commercials to hit. We've got to play The Power of Love by Huey Lewis in the News, damn it.
Do you like Huey Lewis? Hey, folks, you want a preview? That's what's coming up in a few moments, okay?
It's a you know how much work it is to fix that now?
It's a musical preview coming up.
So
we'll talk to my brother, let him finish up with the patient, but this is okay. We're going to move on to the big O story. I saw an item last night. Roxanne, you saw the same thing.
I did. So this story, the title of this article is Model Says She Can Orgasm by Just Thinking About It. And this woman's name is Marcella.
Just thinking about it. But then she says that that's more satisfying.
Yeah. So when I read that headline, I picture Marcella. She's in a boring meeting at work and she's like, I'm just going to do a little daydreaming here. Woo! And, you know, then her coworkers are like, wow, she's enthusiastic about this meeting.
Is that what it sounds like?
That's what Marcella sounds like. Yeah.
Like a Ric Flair woo.
Hey, Coop, pick up line one. Pick up my brother and let me know when he's ready and then give me the signal and we'll go to him. All right. So she goes, woo!
But that's not it at all. It's a totally different thing that when you read the meat of the story.
The meat.
Wow.
We're talking about the big O and we're going to talk about the meat.
Meatless actually going, for her.
What if I'm vegan? What if I got vegan? All right. So the headline, is the headline deceptive?
It's deceptive when you get into it.
The headline is Model Says She Can Orgasm by Just Thinking About It, and it's more satisfying.
She is doing that. Okay, but this is how she's able to do that, she says. It's because she abstains from alcohol, meat, butter, and even toothpaste with fluoride. And so toothpaste with...
Can you say that again, please?
Yes. She abstains from alcohol, meat, butter, and toothpaste with fluoride. That's how she's able to do this.
Yeah.
So pretty soon she's going to only have the option of having sex with Phil Collins because her breath's not going to be. So yeah, I might want to stick with that fluoride.
So the only thing I have a problem with is that she doesn't like butter because that plays a big role in my love life.
Yeah.
I mean, does she
abstain from sex as well? Mm.
So then what she does is she just pictures herself on a desert island and somebody comes at her, but it's not a real person. it's just a being, but not necessarily human.
An alien?
So there's a lot more to this than just
sea creature?
Someone daydreaming about.
What? Yeah. Is this lady cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
I mean,
you tell me.
Islands are so sandy and uncomfortable. Haven't you seen Blue Lagoon?
Yeah, the beach is really the worst place to do it, people. Really. Be washing sand out for a while.
Cool. It's like doing it with sandpaper.
Seriously.
You know?
I think about that to not O.
She's on this fictitious island in some...
Instead of the big O, the big no.
Yeah. let me think of Sandy Island. Okay, that works.
My God.
Awful.
It's like getting sandblasted while you're doing it, you know?
This woman's weird.
I'm trying to get chewing gum and graffiti off the wall, you know? I got a sandblaster over here. Ugh. All right, so the story you think is deceptive.
It's deceptive. She says, then this amazing being comes from nowhere.
Hello, I am here to do you.
Exactly.
But wait a sec. But is she putting herself in the mental state, whatever she has to think of, is she really having the big O, though?
I think she is. Yeah. That's what she says.
Well, it's not that. I mean, what she's saying is she doesn't need to have sex to have the big, that she can just think about
her weird beach scene
with her sea monster or whatever the heck it is.
So just like the new soap dispenser in the bathroom, everything's touch free, right?
The creature from the Black Lagoon over here, you know?
She just waves her hand around it and it, you know.
The power of the
just
mind.
Like the soap dispenser.
Just like the soap dispenser. Just like the soap dispenser.
All right, this woman's... Right. I'm jealous of her, but she's kind of a kook.
What's her name? Marcella Iglesias. She's pretty attractive, actually.
Very pretty.
Relation to Julio or Enrique?
she's an L.A. Instagram model. Great. What does she have, like 3 million followers on Instagram?
I think of my cousin Enrique's mole.
She's $3 million now.
All right, Coop, has my brother picked up yet?
No, I'm still waiting.
He's with a patient. He shouldn't short shrift the patient.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
You got the MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ here with the crew. It is 9:08, and I do have my brother. And I wouldn't want my brother to interrupt a patient consultation. So we waited until he was done with the patient. Drew, welcome back to the MJ Morning Show. My brother, Dr. Drew Schnitt. I know both Dr. Drews. I know the real Dr. Drew Pinsky, and I know my brother, Dr. Drew. Hey, Drew.
Am I not the real doctor?
You are the real doctor. All right, listen, I'm going to cut right to the chase. I got a lot to do today. I heard some.
I'm just kind of on the beach. I'm not busy.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. So, well, also you're in plastic surgery and reconstructive, and I keep reading the stories that as we're starting to move out of the pandemic, that plastic surgery is going through the roof. Is that true?
Yeah, it's been pretty busy.
All right. Now, listen, I don't want to have like a sibling argument here, but I kind of came across some information.
How would that be any different than normal?
I came across some information yesterday, and I don't know if my chain was being yanked or I just need to confirm something. So I spoke to your beautiful fiance yesterday, Viv, and I just wanted to confirm that she got her package of goodies. Because I had a whole bunch of stuff sent to you from Jimmy and Dom at Tackle Shack because you guys wanted a whole bunch of Scuba Pro gear for your scuba diving, and you got the box yesterday. So I'm speaking to Viv, and I'm talking about, hey, any plans for the rescheduling of the wedding? Because you guys were set to get married in Memorial Day weekend of 2020, canceled pandemic. Then you moved it to October, got canceled. Then you moved it to last Super Bowl Sunday, just back in February, and the Super Bowl was here in Tampa. That would have been a terrible time for me to go to Miami for a wedding. And in talking to your fiance yesterday, she indicated that you guys might plan your wedding for this upcoming Super Bowl Sunday, which would be February 13th of 2022. Is that true?
That's actually not true. It needs to be reworded. The NFL decided to plan the Super Bowl on our wedding day.
Drew, come on. You're not doing two Super Bowls in a row. Are you serious?
So apparently you don't actually know this story on the fourth change of our wedding date, but we actually checked the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was scheduled for February 6th of 2022. So we planned our wedding and booked everything again because there are no venue wedding dates available.
I know, we just did a story how everything's filling up in 22 and 23. We just did the story.
All dates were effectively taken. We actually moved our selection to February 13th of 2022 because that date was wide open. The Super Bowl was scheduled for February 6th of 2022.
Is that true?
The NFL, in their genius, decided that they were going to extend the season by a game.
Oh.
And therefore moved the Super Bowl to our wedding date.
Son of a...
February 13th of 2022. So you're either going to be there or you'll be at the Super Bowl or in a Super Bowl party. You'll have to make that decision.
Oh, my God. So it's confirmed? It's on Super Bowl Sunday again?
That's correct.
But that wasn't the original plan, Drew. And you're right. The Super Bowl was moved back a week because of the 17-week season.
God.
It is the latest Super Bowl ever in history, and that's never been done before.
Oh, my God.
I'm not sure if this is a good sign or a bad sign for the wedding.
Drew, are you just going to...
The NFL could do one of two things. They could change the date again for us, or they can have our wedding at the Super Bowl, and I'm sure everybody would be fine with that, too.
Drew, you can just take
of
it
course,
in stride. And
the NFL.
By the way, the Super Bowl is in L.A. this year. They're playing in the brand-new Inglewood Stadium, which is, the Rams and the Chargers?
Yeah, SoFi Stadium.
Yeah.
I am sure that the wedding party would not be disappointed if the NFL decided to have our wedding party at the Super Bowl with the ceremony at halftime. I think they would be fine with that. It would be nice of them to do for screwing up our wedding yet again. And I think that, you know, all the listeners out there should make sure that they petition the NFL to make that happen.
I can't believe this is happening again.
And your entertainment would be the halftime show.
You would have entertainment.
And then some.
Yeah, right?
Of course, we'd get you know, 50-yard line seats.
All right, Dr. Drew, the real Dr. Drew, my brother, Dr. Drew. All right, buddy, go back to your patients.
All right.
All right, and the scuba gear is great, right?
The scuba gear is awesome.
All right, fantastic. All right.
If you want to have a
try it out.
Listen, if you want to have a bridal shower, the Stanley Cups, there's a couple of weeks, okay?
have a shower on the Stanley Cup final game or something.
I was thinking more like the you know, the Masters, the Kentucky Derby, like the NBA finals, you know?
Drew, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Adios.
Bye.
All right, thanks for having Stephen Wright on the show. Jeez, your brother's delivery is, you know, awesome.
My house in the middle of a median strip.
You know what?
Yeah, it's great.
He tells patients they have cancer in the same voice.
Can I tell the joke, Fester?
God, Fester.
I know you're going to Stephen Wright voice. You're talking so low.
You got the varied inflection in the family. Oh.
My house is in the middle of a median strip on a highway. It's great. Doesn't bother me.
I have one.
But I've got to be leaving my driveway at 65 miles an hour.
I put contacts in my dog's eyes with miniature cats on them. He's been running around like a crazy dog all day.
It's the MJ Morning Show on Q105. If you want to piss off the feds, if you want to tick off the federal government, do this on your summer vacation. I would have never thought this would be a big deal. This guy could go to jail over this. What? We'll tell you next.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, the MJ Morning Show on Q105. MJ and the crew. Hey, did anyone see the meteor last night? And I got the Fed story in a second. Anyone see the meteor last night? The big, huge stream of green light across the sky. And it lasted for a long, long time.
I missed that. What time was it?
9:50 last night.
Probably UFO.
Yeah. I was trying to get Paul Delgado on because I saw that he posted a tweet last night. Paul Delgado, my buddy, who's the chief meteorologist at Fox 13. He posted a tweet last night. Hey, anyone get video of the meteor in the sky? And I didn't get a chance to watch the broadcast, but I think I did see he posted a video from one of those, like, security cameras. So someone sent it to him, but it was, I don't know exactly what part of the sky it was in, whether it was like southwest or, but 9:50 p.m. last night, 9:50, huge green meteor streak across the sky, and it lasted for a long time. And I remember I saw a fantastic one. I was out it was Girl Scout cookies. I was selling Girl Scout cookies with Chloe one night. So it would have been like, I think February. So it was definitely still when it was still, you know, dark, earlier. We hadn't gone to daylight saving time yet. And we were across the street and I saw over the western sky over Tampa Bay, this amazing green streak that lasted for like maybe 4 or 5 seconds and then fizzled out, just disappeared. And it was fantastic. And I saw it and I was like, whoa, I looked over for whatever reason. I looked over and there it was. And it still remains one of the most amazing things that I've ever seen in the sky. Is an awesome, not just a shooting star. Like you see, you know, the middle of the summer, you see the shooting stars. Aww. This was like a really amazing green streak. And there was one last night, a great meteor at about 9:50 p.m. last night here in Florida.
Sorry, I missed that.
They're making a big deal about this stupid Ring of Fire eclipse that we can't see here in Florida, but I didn't hear anything about this meteor coming in.
So Paul retweeted a video from Siesta Cam's
YouTube page.
Siesta Cam. So I want, is that it right there?
That green block,
yeah, look.
Line? Right, okay.
No, no, no. That's that.
I see it now.
The green in the water, that's to attract the snook at night. Yeah. No, that's, look at the sky. Yeah, don't look in the water. Look at the, you see that? The streak across the sky?
Yeah.
Yeah, so last night.
Oh my God, it's in the water! Yeah.
And look at all the snook that's being attracted.
Yeah. What fish are attracted? You want to know if the...
Oh, those are snook lights.
Hold on, we're pissing Roxanne off. Are you okay over there?
They're snook
I'm still
lights.
Trying to figure out... No, you're baffled. You're conflating me. You're confusing me.
Well, you asked if the green light in the water was the meteor.
Well, it could be the reflection of the meteor in the sky. I understand her question.
Or a fishing scam.
Those are great.
Moving on to the feds. As you maybe plan for a summer vacation, you know, national parks are supposed to be jammed.
Like Yellowstone?
Yeah, national parks are going to be jammed this summer.
Oh, God.
Yeah, when they made their tickets available after COVID, they sold out like in an hour. It was incredible.
And they're limiting, I think. I don't think it's going to be full boat to get into national parks. Listen to this. There is a comedian, Stephen Wright. No, it's not.
Let me tell
you, Joe. Is he still around?
K. Billy Super Sounds of the 70s.
Is he around?
Yeah, I think he's still alive.
All right.
Stephen Wright died 2 years ago, but nobody noticed.
It's very subdued.
He's still on tour.
All right, here's the deal. A Massachusetts comedian is...
He was from Boston.
Yeah, so a Massachusetts comedian facing fines and might even do federal jail time because he hit a golf ball in Yellowstone National Park. So this comedian trying to get a whole bunch of attention by, I guess he's trying to call attention to a stand-up act. His gig was he wanted to hit a golf ball in all 50 states. So he ends up hitting golf balls in some national parks. He's in Yellowstone. Yellowstone covers like 3 states. Yeah. Yellowstone is like 3,400 square miles. It's like bigger than the state of Rhode Island. I mean, it's huge. And this guy, listen to this, says it was not my intent to litter at all, said Jake Adams, who went on a month-long cross-country trip. He attempted to tee off in all 50 states. And in some of the states, he did it in the national park. Guys from Barnstable, however you pronounce it, Massachusetts.
Get a job.
Posted videos on Instagram with the intent of attracting more people to his comedy. Then he got unwanted attention back in April. He videoed himself driving a golf ball in several national parks, including Yellowstone in Wyoming. A spokesperson for the National Park Service told the Montana NBC affiliate, KULR, that National Park Service law enforcement at several national parks, including Yellowstone National Park, are investigating this guy for violating regulations designed to preserve the park. I mean, well, there's another twist here. He didn't use a regular golf ball. He used a biodegradable golf ball, which apparently biodegrades in days.
Okay.
So are they making a mountain out of a molehill here?
Yeah, it sounds like
3,400 square miles over 3 states, and they're making a big deal out of him hitting a golf ball, and they might fine him thousands of dollars, and he could do up to 6 months in federal prison?
That's absurd.
Yeah, maybe if you pitched it right into Old Faithful or something. And then, like, this is so dumb.
Or what if you knock it into the blowhole of the whale, like in Seinfeld?
That's what I was thinking.
Is that not... I'm sorry. I think that this is like a waste of resources if they're going after this guy for hitting a biodegradable golf ball, like a speck of sand in the ocean. Really?
Hey, you, what are you in for?
I hit a golf ball in a park. Stay away from this guy.
He's going to shank you.
He's dangerous.
He's violent. He's hissing now. Man, is that not insane? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, final MJ Morning Show segment is next.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
We'll give you final details here for the day, at least, on the huge Show Us Your MJ contest in a minute. First, though, The Bachelor. The Bachelor. Is there a theme song to The Bachelor? I've kind of passed by and I've watched a couple of things or I've seen some excerpts, but I haven't been a Bachelor or Bachelorette fan. Is there a theme song, Coop? Do you have anything for The Bachelor, Bachelorette?
I'll look for one, but I think it's just a sparkle, like, sound effect.
No, it goes like this. It's The Bachelor. It's The Bachelor. Bachelor. Yeah, give him a rose. It's The Bachelor. Bachelor. It's The Bachelor. You did it.
Give me a rose.
Chris Harrison, who found himself in a big controversy. What was the story? There was a racist issue that popped up with a contestant, and he kind of tried to defuse it.
He tried to defuse it / defend the contestant, right. And then everybody got mad at him for doing that.
And then he found himself like on the sidelines, which...
And then he did a big apology.
Some thought it was going to be temporary, but they ended up ousting this guy after like 19 seasons.
You know what he said? He said that he says that, okay, big deal. Antebellum parties were a problem in 2018, okay? But are they a problem? No, they were...
Dude, do you have the exact quote?
Yeah, here we go.
No, you don't.
He said,
Froggy, if you have no idea, then just...
Here's what he said. So Lady Antebellum parties were a problem now, but they weren't a problem in 2018. They weren't a big deal. And the guy's like, yeah, they were. They've always been an issue.
Was that what it was?
Yes.
Roxanne, can you please figure it out?
Yeah, Froggy's on the right track.
Get the exact quote.
I don't think that was the exact quote.
Yeah, because when I saw the story...
What's this idiot's name?
Listen, I am sensitive to all the racial issues, and when I had seen what he had said, I didn't think it was quite as bad as it was made out to be, and I'm pretty sensitive to those issues, and I've got no tolerance for anything that's overtly racist. All right, Coop, what do you have?
I think this is the theme song.
Okay.
It sounds like The Sims.
Sucks.
I don't know what this is.
I
would know the theme song to The Bachelor if I fell over it.
Give me the quote.
Like right now. Oh, I thought you were going to give us just a sparkle. Yeah, Roxanne, if you can find like the real story. Let me give you
What's his name? What's his name?
Chris Harrison. Let me give you the details here. So the story, when they booted him, and things fell apart, and they totally exited him from the show, totally. The story is that he demanded a $25 million payout after being booted from the show. Or he was going to spill all of the dirty secrets of The Bachelor if he didn't get $25 million. This is according to Page Six. So Page Six, New York Post, had the story yesterday that their sources are saying he demanded a $25 million exit package or else he was going to start spitting out all kinds of dirt. The story says that he has nearly 20 years of dirt, according to an ABC source that apparently gave it to Page Six, New York Post. Instead of handing them a rose, he was absolutely ready to hand them a lawsuit detailing all the behind-the-scenes details. Harrison is 49. He's been stewing since he got the boot for defending contestant Rachel Kirkconnell in her controversial race issue. Insider said he wasn't going down without a fight. Chris Harrison's whole life was The Bachelor, and he didn't want to go. Didn't want to let go. He's still really sad to leave, and there have been very, very tough and heated negotiations going on for weeks. Network honchos at ABC had hoped that Harrison would be gone quickly and quietly so that they could leave the public relations nightmare behind as quickly as possible. Harrison, who was the front man for 19 seasons before things like the Rose died, negotiations between Harrison and ABC brass over his exit ended up being explosive, more so than any season finale.
I have the quote.
Well, here's the deal. The report is that he knows a lot about inappropriate behavior on set, fights between contestants, misbehavior, including use of illegal substances while overseas, and complaints from producers that were allegedly brushed under the carpet by ABC executives. He was ready to spill the beans, tell the truth about how things really work on The Bachelor.
You want me to tell you how things really work?
And he has plenty of evidence. to back it up. He was making $5 million a season, and he wanted $25 million to go. A second source said that there was a settlement with Harrison, although it was not to be, it was not believed to be as high as $25 million.
MJ, here's a quote, and you can apologize for me being right. He said that Lindsay was 100% right that in 2021, that is be a racist, being the anti-Lim party. But in 2018, that wasn't the case. It wasn't known as being racist. He said, in 2018, 50 million people went to a party like that. It was the thing to do. I accept your apology. Roxanne, I accept your apology.
I didn't hear that.
Roxanne, really? do you have the same quote?
I have a different quote.
What quote do you have?
You probably have the quote that he said after.
He said, well, Rachel, is it a good look in 2018 or is it not a good look in 2021? Because there's a big difference.
You should read a little bit more.
And the host he was talking to on her podcast is black, and she goes, it's never a good look.
Yeah.
What would I represent at this party? And it got out of hand.
And then he got interviewed by Michael Strahan. And he's like, man, you're an idiot.
Yeah, that didn't go very well. He was not happy. No, seriously, he was not happy with the Good Morning America interview.
Either was Michael Strahan.
Yeah.
He's like, this guy is, he's lying.
So here's what they do on The Bachelor. This is what I think he's referring to. They basically ply the women with alcohol. I mean, they're willing participants, right? Aren't they always drinking? And then they also make them sleep deprived. These are just rumors I've heard.
Really?
And so what does that equate to? Drunk and tired, what do? You cry. Yeah. That's how they get so many girls crying all the time.
Yeah. We put them in a dungeon and play Mambo Number 5 over and over again.
Well, we got an update on the Humpty Dance guy.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see?
Yeah, so the Humpty Dance guy who died in a Tampa motel. What was the motel, Fester? You said you knew. I mentioned the name of it like weeks ago, and you said you knew it, right?
Yeah, it's the Vista Inn.
The Vista Inn on what street?
Yeah, corner of Interstate 275 and Bierce.
Well, Shock G from Digital Underground, a Tampa resident. According to the Hillsborough County Medical Examiner, the details are out. He died from a deadly mix of drugs and alcohol. TMZ had the story early this morning, 1 a.m. Pacific time, I think 4 a.m. our time. A rep for the Medical Examiner's office told TMZ that the Digital Underground rapper, of course, who could forget this? Yeah, Shock G was found unresponsive in the Vista Motel back in April. And the reports are that he had some nasty stuff in his system. What'd you see, Fester?
Fentanyl?
Fentanyl,
Meth. So he had fentanyl, meth, and alcohol in his system. And that's what killed Shock G.
Not a good combo.
Yeah,
he just had one more hit.
Can you imagine checking out at the Vista Motel?
Vista Inn, all right? It rhymes with Vicodin.
Can you imagine checking into the Vista Hotel?
Like, that's terrible.
Let's stay at the Vista.
All right, folks. I think we're done today. Oh, did you see? You see the 7-foot alligator snuck into the Hernando County Post Office? Did you see that?
Yeah. Some mail out. Yeah.
7-foot alligator inside a Spring Hill Post Office on Philatelic Road. Yeah, a lot of alligator things.
Remember they're mating now.
Well, the lady got attacked up in Palm Harbor Tuesday? She was walking her dog.
They're frisky now.
Just be careful of the alligators, folks. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow, folks. MJ Morning Show, Q105. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.